gentlemen, that's right. There's a question on this, and apparently the college finally got the lease on Friday. Why it wasn't given to them, can you, Mr. White, can you explain why they didn't get the lease until Friday?
I didn't raise the lease. It was with the county attorney.
All right, well, because you, I know you did advise the president that you said that the lease was sent to him all quite a while ago, and,
I think you need to direct your question to the attorneys also. They're the ones that have been dealing with that.
Okay. Why did they not get the lease until Friday?
Well, the terms of the lease are still being hammered out in terms of the finer points of it, so I wanted a draft version that was as comprehensive as possible.
All right, well, the problem was is they didn't even know that lease, they got that last week when we met, when Natasha drew up the resolutions for the committee. They were given the, that's when they found out that this thing was coming before the legislature, and that's problematic, as you might be aware of.
I mean, my understanding was that there were discussions between the county and the college concerning the lease, so I was, again,
grabbing
and processing as it was wrong.
I mean, that was the problem I had with that. And then, the communications with the college was with Chris White, who advised them that they already got the lease when they didn't. If that's the understanding that I got from Don when I called him today.
Yeah, it's important to note, too, a lot of the communication was with Mark Comdot, and you know Mark Comdot left pretty abruptly.
Yes, he did.
And so the, you know, a lot of the conversations have been with him.
He
was their financial guy, so
yeah. President didn't know and the board didn't know it. But, all right. Anyway, I did have conversations with Ken Cornell also today. I talked with him. I talked with the president of the board a couple times. I talked to the president. I talked to Ken Cornell also. Now, I guess there was some change in the lease that, there's some minor changes that took place, I believe, right? And you gave me a new copy for the newest
one. This is only really three minor changes.
Right. So there were, so the changes were, and they're in here.
Right. No, they should be, yes.
Okay. Now, the only issue was the one thing, but they felt, after I talked to the college, of course, they didn't want to get in a, they don't want to create any problems, so they're trying to make things as smooth as possible. So they still asked the board to sign off on this, and we agreed with this tonight. Then they still is in negotiations, is that correct?
Negotiation in terms of?
Well, the one thing that was a concern is the, and it's a concern of mine that I brought up, was the 2% increase for the entire rental when, in fact, the bond is set in stone. That's 120, 120, 120 every month.
The issue with the amount, and I was involved in the conversations early on about the amount, it's a rent that is $690 a square foot, which is a lot less than they're paying. The issue is that they were supposed to cover the bond, but it wasn't just to cover the bond. The arrangement was that the amount that they pay on BRC now, which is $317 a year, we were going to, for the what Sophie Ping cost, plus another center where they would put some of the business programs, that wasn't to achieve the 317. And if you look at the memo that Vicki distributed, what they proposed for that Pfeiffer Center, which, you know, probably isn't going to end up as it's proposed, but we had left in $80,000 for that, plus $200,000 for Sophie Finn. So they're still below the 317. Understand, we've almost brought them to half the square foot price. And that's, you know, in largely because of the public benefit of putting them right next to the high.
Right, right. No, I understand all that. That was the whole idea. That's one of the reasons why.
But I agree with you, it's really hard pressed to find any similar renovated space that's tailored to the college that would be anywhere near $7 a square foot. You may remember when they were going out looking at the Pier 1 Center, they were talking about costs that exceeded $10 a square foot. and included property taxes.
Right. I certainly understand all that. I didn't even recognize you. I'm allowing you to talk, and you're going on and on. So at this point, I got enough. Anyway, the point is that there are some changes, and there's probably the board still has to sign off on it in the end. So there is still slight room, I guess, for dealing with the 2% on the, and they have no problem with the 2% on the maintenance, which, you know, I mean, that makes sense. All right? So, but anyway.
I was addressing that. May I just finish?
No, not really, because you go off on all other chances. I said no. All right, we'll entertain a motion to accept this, and with the changes, we'll have to do those changes on the floor. Is that okay? And that's what we're going to do.
If I could, in terms of the financing,
No.
The changes.
The changes that you gave me with the new thing.
Oh, the three changes.
The three things which were...
if I may, correcting the move-in. When they actually move
right,
in,
right.
That the proration of the rent for the first calendar quarter of the first year, just in case the move-in date doesn't, you got to fit in. And then a bilateral termination clause, such as they can terminate the lease 6 months.
Right, right.
And that's section 25.01.
Yeah, there it is. And that is there. So what we'll do is, so now this is the one.
This is the one on the left.
This is the one on the left. Okay, so the changes were made, so we'll have to redline the thing for the legislature so they understand what the changes are they made, because we'll guess they'll have to do them as a friendly amendment on the floor.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay,
so
maybe you can do it, or...
Okay,
I can do it.
Whatever
I can make.
Whatever I can second it.
Okay.
You got it before. Second.
All right, and then, okay, so I guess we're good with it at this point. Some changes are made. They also pointed out that due to the fact that the board has to actually sign it at the end, there is still a little room if they need to, you know, get ready to discuss the 2% thing. And, you know, I think everybody's okay with it. I talked with the president of the board, like I said earlier today, and the president. So they'd rather not have any more problems with it if they can. And so, can I take a motion to accept it as amended? And all those in favor of that, passes. All right, so it's done as amended. All right, can I take a motion to adjourn? All those in favor?
Aye.
So it's coming.